Chapter 2. Father and Son. Edgar's face was full of sadness, but he knew that Linton's father had every reason to ask for his son. There was nothing he could do to stop Heathcliff, even if he did not want Linton to live at Wuthering Heights. Edgar said calmly, "Tell Mr. Heathcliff that Linton will come to his father's house tomorrow. He is sleeping now, and he is too tired to travel tonight." When Ellen woke up Linton early in the morning, he was very surprised to learn that he was going to spend some time with his father. "Mother never told me that I had a father," he said. "Where does he live? I think I want to stay here with Uncle Edgar."
"Your father lives close to here," said Ellen. "When you are stronger, you can walk over and see us."
"It's strange that I've never seen my father," he said once. "I don't remember anything about him." Ellen looked at Linton's face when they arrived at Wuthering Heights that morning. She knew that Linton did not like the way the house looked, but he did not say anything. It was early morning, and the family had just finished breakfast. Joseph and Heathcliff were talking, and Hareton was getting ready to work in the fields. "Hello, Ellen," said Heathcliff. "So you've brought the boy, have you? Let me look at him." He got up and walked to the door. Hareton and Joseph followed him. Poor little Linton stood and looked at the three large men. Ellen could see that he was very frightened. He held on to Ellen tightly. "Get him something to eat," Heathcliff said. Then he said to Linton, "Don't look so frightened, boy. We're not going to hurt you. You are Isabella's child, aren't you? Do you know who I am?" "No." "That's too bad for you. Your mother was stupid not to tell you about your father. Now, don't cry. Be a good boy, and do as I say, and I'll take care of you. Ellen, you'd better go."
"I hope you'll be kind to the boy,"
said Ellen.
"He's the only person you have in the world."
"I'll be very kind to him," Heathcliff said. "My son will be the owner of this place one day, and I wouldn't want anything to happen to him." When Linton was not looking, Ellen left the house. As she closed the door, she heard him cry out, "Don't leave me! I can't stay here!" When young Kathy learned that her cousin was already gone, she cried because she had wanted to play with him. The months passed. When Ellen met the servants from Wuthering Heights, she asked them how Linton was doing. They told her that Linton was always sick and had pains of some kind. Mr. Heathcliff did not seem to like his son, although he tried to hide his feelings. 3 years went by, and Kathy was now 16 years old. Kathy's birthdays were not very happy days, since her mother had died on the day she was born. Edgar always spent that day alone, so Kathy had to play by herself. The day of Kathy's 16th birthday was a beautiful spring day. Kathy ran downstairs and told Ellen that her father had said they could go outside for a walk on the moors. They began to walk. Kathy ran most of the way in front and took Ellen down a long road. At last, Ellen began to get tired. It was time, she thought, to stop walking and go home. She shouted to Kathy to stop, but the girl was a long way in front and did not hear. Ellen saw Kathy disappear around a corner. When Ellen saw her again, she was close to Wuthering Heights. She was talking to two men, and one of them was Heathcliff. Heathcliff had seen Kathy taking some eggs that were on Heathcliff's land. When Ellen approached, he was talking to Kathy as if she were a thief.
"I'm not a thief,"
said Kathy to Heathcliff.
"Father told me there were birds' nests here, and I wanted to see them."
Heathcliff gave Ellen a strange smile. "And who," he asked, is father?
My father is Mr. Edgar Linton, sir,
replied Kathy.
I thought you didn't know me, or else you wouldn't have spoken in that way.
She nodded to Hareton, who stood close by.
I've seen him before,
she said.
Is he your son?
No, he's not my son, answered Heathcliff. But I do have a son, and you've met him before, too. Don't you think both you and Ellen should rest a little? You can come to my house. It's close to here. Quickly, Ellen said,
Miss Cathy, your father wants you to come home immediately. Why?
Asked Cathy.
Let's go to Wuthering Heights. That's where you live, isn't it, sir? I want to see your son.
Of course you can see my son. Be quiet, Ellen Dean, said Heathcliff. The girl doesn't go outside enough. Ellen, walk with me. Cathy was already running ahead, and she was almost at the door. Ellen was angry, but she had no choice but to follow Heathcliff. Heathcliff ran up the path to open the door for Cathy. Ellen noticed that he smiled when he looked into Cathy's eyes, and his voice was soft when he spoke to her. Linton was standing by the fireplace. Ellen saw that he had grown tall. He was a thin but handsome boy. "Linton," said Heathcliff, "do you remember your cousin, Cathy?" Cathy looked happy.
"Is that Linton?"
she said.
"Why, he's taller than I am. I'm so glad to see you, Linton."
The boy ran to her, and she gave him a kiss. Heathcliff stood watching them with a strange smile.
"Are you my uncle, then?"
Cathy asked Heathcliff.
"I like you, I think, though you were angry at first. Why don't you and Linton ever come to see me?"
"I should tell you the truth," said Heathcliff calmly. "Your father doesn't like me. We have been enemies for a long time, and if you tell him you have been here to see me, he won't let you come again." Cathy cried.
"Why are you enemies, Uncle? What happened?"
"Your father thought I was too poor to marry his sister," answered Heathcliff sadly. "But I married her anyway, and he never forgave me for it."
"He shouldn't think that way,"
said Cathy.
"I'll tell him when I see him again. And Linton and I aren't enemies. Why can't he come visit me at home?"
"I don't think I can walk that far," said Linton. "But you could visit me here sometimes." Heathcliff looked at his son. "Take your cousin into the garden," he said, "and take care of her." The two went outside, and Mr. Heathcliff told a servant to make Ellen some tea. He seemed very happy that Linton and Cathy were together. Ellen and Cathy stayed for more than an hour. When they walked home, Ellen tried to tell Cathy the truth about Heathcliff and the kind of person he was, but the girl did not believe it.
"Oh, Ellen, you worry too much. I don't think my uncle is so terrible, and I'll talk to Father about it tomorrow."
The next day Cathy told her father about the visit.
"Father,"
she said,
"why didn't you tell me that my cousin Linton lived so near? Is it because you do not like Mr. Heathcliff?"
"No," he answered quietly. "I did not tell you because Mr. Heathcliff does not like me or my family. He's a truly terrible man, my dear, and he will do anything to hurt people he does not like. I promise you, Cathy, stay away from him and his house." Cathy nodded, but Ellen could see that she did not really believe this.
"But, Father, he was very friendly,"
she said.
"He told me that I could visit them whenever I wanted. He wants me to be friends with Linton, and you do not."
Edgar had to make his daughter understand. Quickly he told Cathy how Heathcliff had treated Isabella and how Wuthering Heights had become his property. When Kathy heard this, she was very surprised. "Now, Kathy, you understand why I don't want you to go to Heathcliff's house," said Edgar. "Don't think about them any more." Kathy kissed her father and promised to do what he said. But in the evening, when Ellen went to her room, she found the girl sitting sadly in her room.
"What's wrong, Miss Kathy?"
Ellen asked.
"Poor Linton!"
Kathy cried.
"I like him so much. He wanted to see me again tomorrow, and he'll be so sad. He'll wait for me, and I won't come."